ISU students plan to launch near space exploration platform. A group of international graduate students from the International Space University is trying to make near space more accessible to the world. They say that the current research methods mainly consist of attaching equipment to a balloon and sending the balloon up into near space until the balloon pops and the equipment falls back to ground. These flights are short, the payload is limited, and it can be difficult to find the equipment once it has reached the ground. Their solution is UNSP, the Universal Near Space Platform. The system consists of a truss structure with exploration balloons attached to bring the craft to altitude. Propellers attached to the ends of the truss can then direct the system, allowing for extended range and better retrieval. Unfortunately, this is where the details of the project end. There are a huge amount of engineering challenges associated with this project. Propellers that will operate in near space need to be developed, and balloons need to be found that can survive in near space. The right truss material and construction needs to be developed so that it's light enough to lift, but strong enough to survive the round trip. I've written about experimental spacecraft in near space before, and there are several colleges working on near space data collection right now. Photography companies sell kits for educators to launch their own balloons into near space and collect data and pictures. And China made news last December when they launched their Yuanmeng blimp up to 65,000 feet. Spanish company 02Infinity continues to develop technology to bring tourists to near space. The Universal Near Space Platform is definitely at the idea stage right now, and it will be interesting to watch their progress over the next few years. Their driving idea, that space should be experienced and explored by all, is a great driving principle.